There he goes, one of God's own prototypes.
Dude, I would never want to spend, like, even 10 minutes inside of your head.
A high-powered mutant of some kind never even considered for mass production.
Like, it's such a shit show.
Too weird to live, too rare to die.
What is up, guys? It is your boy, Johnny Buck, here on the Johnny Buck Show. And in that last 3 seconds, I just changed what I'm going to talk about today. So do not expect clear, coherent thoughts. Maybe. We'll see. You guys know the deal, a little housekeeping. If you like the show, if you enjoy the show, if you get any value out of the show, please do me a huge fucking favor. Like, share, 5-star review. Send it to somebody who needs to hear this. What I want to talk about today now, in the last 3 seconds, is the value of being around the right people. I know this is what we've probably talked about this before, but I think I want to reiterate the value of being around the right people. So I am I'm indifferent, right? I'm slightly cut different. I have a different thought process. A lot of you guys who are listening at this point in my podcast reach of all 37 of you, which is up a lot from 9. But a lot of it is you guys are very similar to me in some aspects. And we can't physically be around each other. Maybe we can, depending on who you are and where you live. But like, a lot of the things that we go through, we feel alone, man. We feel like we're by ourselves and people don't get us. So a lot of the times we will conform to whatever society is doing. And society, I mean the people around us. We'll go with the flow, right? And what I have found for me personally on how to not have to go with the flow, I don't go anywhere. I'm a fucking hermit, dude. I am at my house. I am at the gym. I am at masterminds. I am with, Combat Business Success, the company I work for, help gym MMA and jiu-jitsu gym owners grow their business and improve their lives. I go to Hall of Fame with Winrate. Fortunately for me, they're only an hour away, hour and a half away. So I see those guys once a month. I work with my coach, Nate. I talked to him a good bit. We just got off a call a little bit ago. And we were talking about, like the value of being around the right people, the value of being around people who are like-minded, who are similar to who want the same things as you and who have the same values. And it's really fucking difficult. So what I want to do today is talk about how you can find that and what the value is. So there's this, I don't know if it's true or not. I'm pretty sure it's not true, but they say a goldfish can only grow as big as his tank, which I don't think that's true, because if you put a goldfish in like a 500-gallon tank, that bitch ain't going to get fucking huge. I think there is a limit of how big they can get. But anyway, so sorry about that. But like the people you're around really have a huge, huge impact on how you operate. And I think a lot of it is you're still conforming to your group, but you've chosen a group that you aspire to be like or are similar to what you actually believe. And I think that's been a really big thing for me, is being around people who have similar aspirations, who have similar goals, who have similar beliefs. It's one of those things where it's very cliche, which, you're the sum of the 5 people you spend the most time around. When I was hanging out with fucking people who partied and drank and do all shit, I partied and drank and did a lot of shit. When I was hanging around people who were athletes, we did athlete shit. We drink occasionally. We would do whatever it is. When I was doing my MMA stuff, I was around MMA fighters the most. We had that very similar lifestyle. And now, as I've gotten out of that, I got into the business world, it's tough to find people who are like you. And whether you're a business owner, entrepreneur, employee, whatever it is, like being around the right people is my forehead itches from getting my ass beat last night. So this lip. Is this lip? Yeah, got back butted from one of my guys. If you're watching the video, I was pointing to my thumb. You know what's crazy? So it's reflected in my mirror. in my camera and screen. Like it, I can feel it right here, but it's on this side. Anyways, all right, so your brain's a special thing. Mine's really fucking special. But, you know, being around people who are similar to you, have similar goals, are really going to help you push. And I like the where I like to be, and I don't like group, small groups, but like 10, 15 guys or gals or whatever who are very similar to you. I'll tell you this. I believe, and this is probably going to sound sexist, I don't care. I believe that men need to be around men. And I think women should be around women for the most part. I think there's a slightly different thing. And here's why I think it's different. With women in business, they get treated differently. So if you can find a male group who treats you as an equal, I think that's extremely valuable. I think, and I don't, you know, and there are unicorns. Amy, one of the owners of Combat Business, dude, she is a unicorn. When it comes to just, she, we're in the MMA coaching business. It's very hard for her to get respect, but she gets respect from everybody she's around. So I think there are people like she operates at a very good level, you know, when it comes to that. But like, I think it's just different for women, you know, and she gets treated like equally. She gets treated equally by everybody who works at the business. Sometimes arrogant fucking clients come in and she clowns them. They either quit or learn. So I think that women who aspire to be bigger in business need to find a group of men, you know, and women, you know, who are operating at a high level. So, you know, going back to like the business side is like being around people who are very similar to you, who want to grow, who want to do things, right, who want to improve, is really important. So I think if you can be around 10 to 12 people, five, you know, five would be good. But like, if you want to be around 10 to 15 people, I think it's really good. I think you get lost in the masses when you get more than that. I think it's really tough to find 20 very, very dedicated, similar people to you, in a geographical region. It's just hard to do. So I think that's I like that 5 to 10 number. So next part is getting in that room is you want to be slightly in the middle, right? You want to be in the middle of that room. And the reason you want to be in the middle of that room is this. You never want to be the smartest person in the room. Then you're pulling everybody ahead. It's what it is. So you want to be around the middle. The reason you want to be around the middle, and you may come in at the very fucking bottom, dog. That's what it is. But whenever you're in the middle, you're able to get value from the people ahead of you and give value to the people behind you. And I think that's one of the most important things.
One of God's own prototypes.
I hit a button. I think that's one of the things that people really don't understand is one of the most valuable things you can do to move you forward is to help other people. And I think that's been one of the things that's allowed me to succeed at the level I am. I'm a coach. I'm a coach above most other things. I'm a husband. I'm a leader, and I'm a coach. And I think coaching and leading are two different things. You know, I'm obviously an entrepreneur as well, but I think a coach pours into people. A coach pours entirely too much into people. You know, that's our job. Our job is to push you beyond your potential that you would hit on your own. So I've been coaching athletes since I was young. I've been coaching other business owners for the past few years. Coach my team. I lead my team by example, and I coach as well on sales and all kinds of things. So I think that's what gives me the ability to grow the way I do is because I am in the middle of the groups I'm in, and I'm coaching those. You know, I have guys I look up to and chase. I have guys that I try and level up, you know, so they can grow. Because, you know, a rising tide lifts all ships. I think that's one of the things that people really don't understand is the better everyone in your group is, the better off you're going to be. Right? It's what it is. We need to pour into society, the people around us, community. And I don't mean give them free shit. God damn it, man. This phone. That needs not be here anymore for podcasts. But I think where we need to not like give out, just give free shit to society. I don't believe in that at all. But, you know, I do believe in charity. And so I gave a couple $100 today to charity. But I think pouring into your immediate community to level them up, to level the floor, to move, to raise the floor, I think that's going to be the key to future to growing. So, you know, I can't say I don't have any hard data. But I can tell you things about this. I know that I am happier than I've ever been. I know that I am probably healthier than I've ever been in a long time. You know, like, listen, I don't want to show up to one of the meetings fat, man. Like, listen, I don't want to come show up fat. I don't want to show up weak. I don't want to show up sick. I just don't want to show up. And because I love and respect the people I'm around, like, I will show up for them, and they're going to show up for me. So, you know, being around people who hold a standard, who hold a high standard, who operate with integrity, who operate in with beliefs that you also believe, is going to be absolutely huge for growing. And, you know, whether you're growing your business or you're growing whatever it is, I think that that is one of the most important things you can do, is be around people who have similar goals to you. So how do you find them? Dude, Facebook, honestly. Facebook is a great way to do it. Gyms, go to a CrossFit gym, Jiu-Jitsu gym. Go anywhere where people are pushing themselves. Go somewhere where people choose to do hard shit they don't need to do. Because anytime you find somebody who's willing to go out of their way to be uncomfortable in one aspect of life, they're most likely going to be going out of their comfort zone in other areas of life, and that's what's going to allow them to grow. I think that's where it becomes very important to find masterminds, to find networking groups. And I'm not knocking them, but if it's just we sit around and drink fucking beers on Tuesday night or Thursday night for whatever, and we talk about business, that's not how I operate, man. I'm not saying they're bad. I've just not seen them operate at the level where people are pushing themselves, or people are going outside their comfort zone. So find CrossFit gyms, find strength and conditioning gyms. If you're into running, fucking whatever you want to do with that shit, find running clubs, and just like talk to them. You know, grab a drink afterwards, grab coffee, you know, grab water, whatever you guys want to do. And just start talking to those people and then spend more time around them. Make time for that, right? Like I said, every month I travel to South Carolina. It's an hour and a half out of my way, away from me. I go out there and, I feel better. I feel infinitely better. And if you guys can't physically do that, like, find someone online. Do an online Zoom call. Technology is fucking lovely, right? You know, spend time with those people. I think that it's invaluable. I think that, you know, you are the sum of the five people you spend most time around. And I've noticed for a fact that the progress I've made in the past year is not just the coaching I've received, but it's the people, right? Like, you know, I get a coaching call every 2 weeks. But everyone sees what I'm doing. Everyone knows what I'm doing, and they're going to help hold me accountable. And one of my buddies, Josh, we give each other shit. I went to Citadel. He went to VMI, so I'm better than he is. But, dude, we go at it. It is, we go after each other in the group. We talk shit, but we always push each other. Me and Chris Connolly. Chris Connolly's in Birmingham. He owns Spartan MMA and Fitness, or Fitness MMA, whatever it is. Dude, we go at it. Always. We're always pushing each other because we respect each other and we want to see the other one do well. So if you guys are looking to do it, like that's like find a group. Hell, add me on Facebook. I'm going to delete a bunch of people who don't interact with me because I can't. You know, follow me on Facebook, hit me up, shoot me DMs. We can connect. I'm cool with that. So that's it. I love you guys. Go be successful. I have another meeting to go to be around other successful business owners. Online, and that's it. All right, guys. I love you. I want to see you win. Let me know if you need anything. Peace.